I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, hey, welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be if you're a UK-based Amazon seller and you selling in the US or the UK. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. If you haven't met me before, if you've been listening for a while, you'll know who I am. Just bear in mind that I'm UK-based and that is our main focus. Although if you are living in the USA, I hope that you'll have a lot to learn from us as well. Today is Q&A Tuesday. This is the second installment. Hope you're finding it useful. Let me know, guys. Go to the Facebook group as ever, www.amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book. Now, a particular reason to join the Facebook group is that I am going through the Facebook group for these Q&A sessions for the question and answers. So if you want to have your question answered on the podcast, get yourself over to the Facebook group. Certainly you can get some very, very good answers there. And this particular episode demonstrates some of the expertise that is available on that particular forum, because I'm in there answering questions, but also we got some other people who are answering the questions with great expertise and experience. So that's true of two of the three questions today. So without further ado, here's the first question. Okay, the first question comes from Gareth, and he says, "Hi guys, please can someone help here? When you import your products to Amazon from China, do you get your products inspected in the USA before sending them to Amazon, or do you just send them directly from China to Amazon? Thanks." Gareth, a very simple question, and my answer is very simply yes, get it inspected in China and in the USA. Now, you didn't actually say whether you would get it inspected in the China before they were sent over to the USA, and if you're not, then I would definitely advise it unless you have already got history with the supplier and you have an extremely low defect rate. Even then, I think it's a bit risky. So fundamentally, the rule is inspect in China before it's shipped. So after manufacturing, before shipping, that's the pre-shipment inspection. In fact, if you're doing really large orders, you can do various different inspections, but that's the simplest one. And then when it arrives in the USA, so a post-freight inspection basically, is also really important because freight can add a lot of damage. I'd also add back in my plea for you to put in spare packaging, if you haven't done that already, at least 10% spare packaging with your products, so that FBA inspection or Earth Class Mail or professional prep or whoever is doing it can help you to send products into Amazon in working order and with great packaging as well. If you put in duff packaging, believe me, people on Amazon will be fussy about it. You will get 4 and even 3-star reviews just on the basis of bad packaging, even if the rest of your product is 100% perfect. So bear that in mind. Hope that helps. On to the next question. Okay, now a couple of slightly more complex ones. First of all, Peter asks, "I'm being told you have to be VAT registered to do business in the UK with FBA." And a simple answer from Ian Maimon says, "No, you don't, unless you're getting sales totaling £82,000 a year." He said, "I found one wholesaler who won't let me register on their website because I don't have a VAT number, but it's probably his loss." And that's fair enough, really. So, that is the standard thing, guys. The VAT registration turnover threshold in the UK, by the way, is turnover, not profit, worth knowing, is £82,000 a year. That's true if you're a sole trader, if you're running a company here, whether or not it's with FBA. Now, that's definitely true if you're UK-based. Now, if you are based abroad, if your base is, your business is located outside the UK, then you might need to register. That's a different thing, and that isn't something I have personal experience of. But if you're a US-based seller, for example, you need to investigate that further. That's all I can say about that. Now, a bit more of a complicated one here. I've got a question from Kieran who asks, "Is it possible to get a new shipment sent to FBA and have them hold the new one until all the stock is sold out? Basically, I have rebranded and want to clear out the old stock before starting to sell the new one." It's just a very interesting question. It makes a lot of sense to me that you would consider doing that, actually, so you can get differentiation between different sort of batches of stock or different versions, which is a question my accountant was asking me only the other day. So it is a very good idea to do this, if it's possible. Now, the answer that I gave was complete gobbledygook if you were on the Facebook group, because I thought he meant FBA inspection, but what Kieran meant is FBA as in Amazon FBA. So obvious when you know how. Anyway, fortunately, somebody was there with greater brain power going than me, and that is Rob Sleeth. So I hope, Rob, that you don't mind me giving your answer, because it was a very precise one. So this is how to do it. First step is that your new and old stock must have different SKUs. So that's the shelf keeping unit, guys. If you've got the FNSKU printed directly on the packaging, either change it there or have your prep company relabel it. So the FNSKU if you're not familiar with that, is different from the ASIN. The ASIN is an Amazon ascribed number given to your product. The FNSKU is a similar sort of code given by Amazon, but that depends on whether it's fulfilled by Amazon or not. And that is one that you can have your prep company put on separately, or your manufacturer put on, or Amazon. Step number two, set the new stock SKU at some silly price so nobody orders, £999 or something, obviously $999 if you're in the USA. As soon as the stock hits the warehouse, do a fulfillment order on it and set it to hold for 2 weeks. You won't be charged and it will make the inventory unavailable to purchase. That's a really important bit, guys. Don't skip that one. Step three, sell through the old SKU. Keep refreshing the fulfillment hold every 2 weeks as required. Step four, when old stock sells through, change the listing with the rebrand information, the photographs, etc. Then cancel the fulfillment hold and set the price to the proper level. So I hope that makes sense, guys. It's quite a detailed answer, but it makes total sense to me. And Rob is extremely experienced. I know Rob personally pretty well, and I know that he's been selling, you know, hundreds of, I think he's got several hundred SKUs. So he's extremely experienced in handling the stock and inventory side of things. So that's going to be a very high quality answer. So for today, guys, that is it. I'm keeping it short and sweet because I want to give you short, actionable, bite-sized chunks. I'm realizing more and more that in my listening, I want to put on a podcast or whatever it is, listen quickly, get an actionable thing that inspires me, makes me think, or causes me to reach my computer and simply take some action, depending on whether it's a sort of principle or mindset or tactical and actionable stuff. And that's what I'm trying to provide for you. So the Q&A Tuesday thing will be going ahead on every Tuesday. And I will be doing some other mindset and big picture principle stuff as well, which is a 7-part series that you've hopefully had the first part of, which is the Marketing Mastery Principles, a 7-part mini series. So we've had part one, which is about niche marketing. Part two is about differentiation. That's coming next. And of course, not forgetting the interviews. We've got several starry people lined up, including Will Cherland, who's sold several million dollars of products in 1 year on Amazon with his brother. And we've just interviewed Greg Mercer of Jungle Scout. He was a fantastic interview. He gives loads of clear, simple answers and lots of energy. Great guy all round. So look out for that. That will be published this coming Thursday. It only remains for me to say, remember, guys, learn, do, review, learn this stuff, then go do something about it. Otherwise, it's not real. It's not actually business. It's just thinking about it, and that won't make you any money. And then review. Look back on what you've done. Here's the theory. Then there's the reality. Learn from it. Then go back, repeat the process. So that is how you build your business. Thanks, guys. Much appreciate your help and support in the Facebook group. And thanks to all the people who gave great answers to today's questions. And other than that, hear you and speak to you in the next show.